not the expression of collective emotion, imperfectly reflected in the daily papers. Where is the point at which the merely individual explosion breaks in the path of an action merely typical to create the universal, originate a symbol out of the impact? This is a meeting on which we attend, of forces beyond control by experiment, of nature and the spirit. Mostly the individual experience is too large or too small. Our emotions are only incidents in the effort to keep day and night together. It seems just possible that a poem might happen to a very young man, but a poem is not poetry. That is a life. War is not a life. It is a situation, one which may neither be ignored nor accepted, a problem to be met with ambush and stratagem, enveloped or scattered. The enduring is not a substitute for the transient, neither one for the other. But the abstract conception of private experience at its greatest intensity becoming universal, which we call poetry, may be affirmed in verse.